the liberal arts majors, or perhaps going into music or art, and they're just not into mathematics. Now, you all have been thinking about this for a long time, this new course. It's called Math 102. It's called Quantitative Reasoning, and it seems to be something that is happening at other universities as well. This is not something that you just kind of thought about and thought it might be nice to have an easier course. There's been a lot of thought gone into this particular course in the last number of years. So I think you're all going to kind of add to the discussion. But Dr. Lopez, maybe start off talking a bit about the math department itself so people have an understanding, or either one of you could take that. I think there are a number of people in our audience who really don't know just what an important part the math department plays here at the university, how big it is, and how many majors there are in the department.
We have a faculty of about 40 full-time members, and we have anywhere from 30 to 40 graduate students in any given year. And we serve two purposes. We're a service department, meaning that we have almost every student on campus come through our department taking at least one course, but we also have our own majors.
And we have roughly 60 majors at a given time.
And I think people are still kind of, you know, going over that fact of how many graduate students you have in that program. That's huge. And you were also mentioning that you deal with 6,000 to 7,000 students yearly who come through your classes.
In a fall semester.
One semester. That's enormous. So you all are very crucial to the academic life of the university. Tell us what went into, and all of you have dealt with freshmen. Obviously, Christy is an instructor, and you being the former director of freshman mathematics, and Melissa, the current director of freshman mathematics. What got you all starting to think about changing the nature of this introductory course to math? So many students, when they came to the university, would, you know, think, oh, I have to take algebra, first of all. What got you thinking about creating a new course?
We've all taught freshman courses for a long time, and we've seen some students struggle. And students who are intelligent students who can vocalize themselves well, but they maybe just don't get the math from a certain point of view. So there's a national push, as you mentioned, for quantitative reasoning, quantitative literacy. And we've been looking at it for a long time, and we figured this was a time to finally do something about it. And right now, everybody who comes into, up until this semester, all freshmen begin in college algebra, either the three-hour version of 105 or the five-hour version of Math 100. But that course, half of it is designed to help students lay a foundation for higher-level mathematics or more science courses. So what we're looking for is a course that will a student can say, this course will help me in my life. It makes sense. I cringe in everyday life when I hear people say, oh my gosh, percent, I don't know how to do that. I've never done that. Or people at a sale, they can't figure out what the sale price is going to be if it's a 25% off. So there's so much we can do with students who are willing to stop and think about what they're doing to get them ready to make mathematics more meaningful in their life. So what we've done is essentially taken out a lot of the mathematics, the algebra that is required for higher level mathematics, and we're supplementing with more practical ideas. For example, most students will think that a 60-month car note is a really good deal. But if they realize by paying just maybe $10, $15 a month more a month, they can get a 48-month car note, and we can look at and see how much difference in the long run this is going to cost them. Mm-hmm. So our goal is that they can actually walk away from a math course in college with something that they can use.
And taking a class in algebra would not necessarily help you with that kind of reasoning.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, Christy, you're an instructor in the mathematics department, so you've probably taught a lot of freshmen. Is that something that you noticed over the years, that they were lacking in this basic quantitative understanding and reasoning abilities?
It is. It's something that they are lacking in, and something that they actually ask for even in our evaluations at the end of every semester. They're like, when am I ever going to use this? I want to learn something I'm going to use. So we're giving them a course that answers that need that they asked for.
Right. And even the name sounds a little more reassuring, you know. There's no math in it. It's quantitative reasoning. That sounds so helpful and doable as well, because we all think we can reason, and it's just learning about quantities of things. So that's very reassuring, just the name itself. So I'm sure there were many models that you all were able to look at around the country, because it does seem like this is I don't want to say a fashion, but a lot of colleges are beginning to realize their students are coming to the university without this knowledge.
Correct.
And they just might not want algebra if they're going to be a humanities major. So where did you all start? Where did you start looking to create this particular course?
Dr. Lopez and Ms. Langley had taught a course we designed specifically for the business department a few years ago, and really incorporated some of these quantitative reasoning concepts and having the students, let's not memorize a formula or plug it in our calculator, let's think about things. And so we took some of those concepts, and we also teach a course for teachers that's called a number sense course. We took a few concepts from there.
And then from the organizational leadership that the state is starting.
And I'm a member of a subgroup of a national organization called Quantitative Literacy, special interest grouped. So I've been watching things happening with that. And the choices that we had, it was difficult to find a textbook that actually had what we envisioned, because we still are not throwing out all the algebra, but the two major ideas of growth is linear growth, which is a constant rate of change, and exponential growth, which sounds horrible, but it's the basis of all financial compound interest, installment plans, and things like that. So it's something that we're going to try to make accessible to the students. So we're going to give them the mathematical foundation to understand that, but we're also going to do a much broader area for them.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that they would all be learning how to use their graphing calculators. Mm-hmm. And you had a student who actually took his after that class when he went to buy a car.
Yes, I went to I was at a workshop this summer, and one lady has a similar course was telling me that they had taught the students how to figure out the total amount of interest in the interest payments and the regular payments. And so the student actually brought his calculator when he went to buy a new car, because he was planning on using what he had learned in their course. And we're having part of our course involves that section.
Right. So I'm sure there are some students and parents listening out there, potential students and parents whose kids are in high school right now, thinking, well, now, how is this going to work? How do you choose whether to take this mathematics course, 102, quantitative reasoning, or choose the algebra? How do you make that choice, especially if you're not completely sure as to what you're going to major in?
What I would suggest is you coming into a university, you have an idea of what you want to major in. Are you a science person or a business person? If that's what you are, then you're going to want to stay with the traditional college algebra curriculum. If you're more of the artsy, humanities type student, liberal arts, if that's where your mind is, where your heart is, then you really want to take this, the 3-hour 102 course.
Mm-hmm. And obviously there are some people who do switch over, but you're not making an irrevocable choice there.
No, they take the 102 course first and they do decide to switch over to a sciences discipline, then they will have to go back and take the 100 or 105.
Right.
But the 102 will have prepared them for that, I think, to have better study abilities. And they'll already have two of the main topics kind of not as rusty from high school.
And one question I'd actually asked you all before, being an English major myself, one of the things you think about if you're going to go to graduate school is we all know we have to take the GRE exam, which is quite an extensive exam, and there's a mathematics component to that. If, say, someone going into English chooses to take the 102, would that be a problem later on? But if that's the only math class they take in college, would they be prepared for the GRE?
We think so, yes, because I remember, now this was years ago when I took the GRE, a lot of it was arithmetic, quantitative reasoning, percent increase, which are all topics we're going to cover. Mm-hmm. Also the idea of understanding linear functions well and interpreting, all those will serve them well. Now, they may not be able to do some of the advanced mathematics like a calculus question, but mm-hmm. a lot of students taking 100, 105 college algebra right now don't get to the calculus right. level either. So right. We feel they will be prepared.
Right. I want to tell people who may just be tuning in, my guests are from the math department here at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Melissa Meyer is the director of freshman mathematics. Dr. Kathleen Lopez is the former director. And Melissa is also assistant department head of the math department here at UL. And Christy Langley is an instructor in mathematics at the university, talking about a new course, Math 102, Quantitative Reasoning. Will that course be offered this fall? Are you teaching it this fall?
We have four sections mm-hmm. for this fall, and right now Dr. Lopez is going to be teaching three, and Ms. Langley will be teaching a fourth course or fourth section. I don't know if we may open up another section this semester, but in the spring we'll offer the course as well, and we've had a nice increase in our enrollment at the last two orientations as students are getting the word that if they're not going to be taking calculus, here's a class they can take that's a three-hour class that's going to prepare them for their second math. And I expect it to be very popular with the students once they've experienced it and they learn that it's so much about their learning. And back to the GRE, not to go back, but my daughter just took it this past spring and fall, and when she was studying, so much of the math is a reasoning kind of thing. It's not as much, you know, do you know this formula? Do you know this thing? But can you reason around the answer? And I think these students are going to be very well prepared for whatever test they need to take to enter their professional programs.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to add, sometimes we use the word easier. It's going to be different. For people who don't like algebra or manipulation, it will be easier in a sense because we're expecting something different. But we also will expect them to do their share of the work. For example, if we say, explain how you would do this mentally, then we expect a reasonable explanation, which though an English major might love doing that rather mm-hmm. than just actually coming up with, here's the answer and that's it.
Right.
So mm-hmm. there will be an effort on the student's part because it will be different and class attendance will be essential because a lot of the learning, we call it interactive learning, will take place in class. And so we ask a question, they'll discuss it, we'll talk about the possibilities, say, well, here's an efficient way of coming up with that answer. So trying to get the students present and participating and then practicing their homework will be an extra part. But at least we still think for those who are interested in trying to do this, it will be a alternative for them that they would find much more palatable than a regular college algebra class.
Well, I certainly wouldn't call the phrase compound interest easy.
It's not a typical lecture course.
Right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think that's something that will help those students.
Right. Well, so obviously people have been interested in it. Students signing up for courses have been very interested in it. You've got four sections mm-hmm. Already signed up for this fall, and you still have another orientation session
right.
coming up. So it's a very attractive possibility to many of these students. Well, describe how the course will be set up, just a sense of what the topics will be as you go through the semester.
Christy? Sue ran a pilot section this spring, so we'll let her talk about it.
I did. And it went over well. We'll start off with doing a lot of the mental math, talking about the dreaded fractions and stuff, percents and ratios, things like that, and then moving into the linear aspect of it. And you're just talking about really things that, like she said, grow at a constant rate, and your sunflowers out in the yard and things like that. And then you have the exponential functions that we'll talk about, which is the compounding interest. It's all the financial stuff that we deal with no matter who you are, how much education you have, it's in your life. And so we'll discuss some of that. Then we get into some of the statistics, also another one of those words, but you're really talking what's the probability you're going to win the lottery, which we all want to, you know, go get that Powerball, and what's the likelihood of that happening, and just some of those topics.
But you're not promising that they'll
oh, absolutely.
They'll come out an expert on that.
They'll at least know what the odds are in favor of. Mm-hmm. So those are kind of the topics that we're going to cover.
Okay. So the pilot program went well. You did teach one in the springtime.
I taught one in the springtime, mm-hmm. and the evaluations that we got after the program were all very positive. They did see that this was useful information. They did say that it was comparable to other classes in workload. It wasn't a light workload class, mm-hmm. and it is beneficial to be in class.
Right, but they could see that it would be useful in
Absolutely.
Their lives.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of clarifications. And for example, also looking at graphs and understanding what a graph is really saying is one of the things that we – because intentionally, unintentionally, advertisers will – give an impression. The other thing is, when she mentioned fractions, we're not going to start with fifth grade arithmetic. This is going to be, if you have to pay something as 25% off, we want them to learn to think of 25% as 1/4. I can easily divide something by 4 as opposed to multiplying by 25. So things like benchmark fractions, if something is, let's say 73%, well, you might think of that as roughly 3/4. So a lot of it, they're all in context of something that they might see in their everyday life.
Mm-hmm. And we're talking about a class, Math 102, Quantitative Reasoning. It was a pilot in the springtime here at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. There are 4 sections right now here at the university. And are you hoping that that grows? Are you hoping to add many more sections at some point?
At some point. We're not mm-hmm. certain how many more sections we might be able to add this semester. A lot depends on enrollment and our resources as far as faculty able to cover the course, because this is a special course. Right now we're handpicking who teaches it, and we want to be sure that the students get a good experience, so we don't want huge classes. I don't foresee more than maybe one more section this fall, but we're hoping that the demand for the course in the spring and again next fall is much greater. And I think over the next couple semesters, it will be a course that just continues to grow.
And we've done training similar to this in the past. For example, whenever we have a new course, someone will sit in on the class that's being taught, another faculty member or a graduate student who's going to teach, and they essentially get mentored through that semester. So they see what the vision is. And as Melissa pointed out, we really don't want to have lots and lots of sections unless we have someone who can teach it the way that we envision it for these students.
Right, because I think people can tell there's been a lot of thought that's gone into planning this class, and it isn't simply a rehashing of fifth grade material.
Right. Right.
This is something that it's quite sophisticated, and people will be using it for the rest of their lives, as well as in for the GRE or other classes as well. Just thinking about, you know, going into psychology, they certainly have statistics, and I guess they do have to take statistics later on, so this wouldn't be a bad preparatory course for that also. Well, what kind of majors were you teaching in the springtime? Do you have a sense of what the range was?
I know I had a few art, about 3 or 4 art students, and then I'm trying to remember on couple of social science students,
criminal justice.
Mm-hmm. I had mm-hmm. a few of those.
Right. So if there is a student who maybe already had orientation, didn't quite mm-hmm. hear about the class, is it still possible to add that class, change a math maybe that you'd already scheduled?
Yes, we have openings right now in every section if someone wants to add the course. And if someone needs some assistance with their scheduling, they can contact me, Melissa Myers, through the math department, and we'll see what we can do to make your first semester a pleasant experience, because we want our freshmen to be our seniors, mm-hmm. to be our alumni, and so we want to make sure their experience is as positive as can be. And if helping them change a math class so that they can get into this 102 would right. make that happen.
And then there's the other story where you've got a junior or a senior who still hasn't taken their math because they're so worried about it.
To be honest, though, if a student already has a non-success, not a W, but let's say an F in 100, mm-hmm. this course will not substitute mm-hmm. in their GPA for this. So if they just need the math, and they're willing to keep the grade they had, that would be fine. However, it does not – you can't retroactively go back mm-hmm. and count it for something else.
Right. Yeah. But there are probably some people who just simply don't take their math until like their last year, hoping against hope.
We've had – yes.
And now salvation is here in the form of Math 102, particularly, as you said, if you are a humanities major, mm-hmm. arts major, someone who's not going to be using this for a higher math course. Again, we're talking about Math 102. It's a new course here at the University of Louisiana Lafayette called Quantitative Reasoning. My guests have been very instrumental in putting this course together and making sure that it's now available to the general student population. Melissa Meyer is the current director of freshman mathematics. Dr. Kathleen Lopez, working on this course for a long time, very thinking about it, was the former director. And Christy Langley is an instructor in the math department, taught the pilot program in the springtime. So somebody wants to find out more about math courses, the math department, do you have a website on the university's?
We do. You can go to www.louisiana.edu/math. And there we have information about our faculty, about our courses, about where a student is placed based on their ACT, the placement exam where a student can challenge their ACT placement, and some other miscellaneous information if you have an interest in math or statistics for some other organizations and sites for useful information.
Okay.
And they can email us.
Yeah.
Math@louisiana.edu.
And, okay. And they could probably find that on the website as well.
Right.
Absolutely. So if you want to know more about this course or any of the other concerns that Melissa was mentioning, you can check their website out or contact them as well. But that is Math 102. It's being offered this fall. If you're interested, whether as a freshman or someone who just needs that math course to graduate and you just haven't done your math yet, this may be a real attractive option for you and learn all kinds of things like compound interest, which also strikes terror into our hearts as well. It's interesting. CareVS has a very close tie to the math department. One of our producers is Richard LeBlanc, who is one of your PhD students.
Right.
I think you saw him go by the window there. He does a program for us called Terminal Addiction, and it's not a mathematical program at all. But who knows? Maybe one of you all would like to do a math program for us. Well, thank you all for coming to let us know more about this course, Math 102, Quantitative Reasoning, here at UL Lafayette. It is now being offered in the general curriculum. If you have a child who's about to go through orientation, they can sign up for it. Or, again, if you have another reason for needing that math class, you can find out more about it. Well, thank you all. Again, Melissa Meyer, Dr. Kathleen Lopez, and Christy Langley.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.